Inflation is still with us, and you, well, you keep spending. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 27th day of October. Spooky times ahead, right? Happy Halloween a couple of days early. Thanks for being with us. And in other news, it's been quite a year for Twitter. We'll tell you about that. Legal issues for Abercrombie and Fitch, we'll share that story. Why is it so hard to find a job, given the number of job openings? We'll dig into that story for you. We've got the Wall Street Report, and food insecurity is growing in the United States. Speaking of food, today you'll hear from the 2023 World Food Prize laureate, Heidi Kuhn, and what her nonprofit is doing to help save humanity. It's that big of a deal. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent, FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you've decided to spend some time with us again today. Want to reach us on X, formerly known as Twitter, always known these days as a dumpster fire? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour, and over on Threads, it's Insight on Business. The report from the Commerce Department on Friday told us that inflation for the month of September was pegged at 0.4%, which, by the way, is the same as it was in August. Compared with 12 months earlier, inflation was unchanged at 3.4%. The Associated Press is reporting the figures the government issued show a still surprisingly resilient consumer, willing to spend briskly enough to power the economy even in the face of persistent inflation and high interest rates. Spread across the economy, the strength of that spending is also helping to fuel inflation. September's month-to-month price increase exceeds a pace consistent with the Fed's 2% annual inflation target, and it compounds already higher costs for necessities like rent, food, and gas. The Fed, by the way, is widely expected to keep its key short-term interest rate unchanged when it meets next week. But its policymakers have flagged the risk that stronger growth could keep inflation persistently high and require further rate hikes to quell it. The social media site Twitter, now known as X, has had quite the year since being purchased by Elon Musk for some $44 billion. The AP is reporting that while X looks and feels something like Twitter, the more time you spend on it, the clearer it becomes that it's merely an approximation. Musk has dismantled core features of what made Twitter, Twitter. Its name and Bluebird logo, its verification system, its trust and safety advisory group, not to mention content moderation and hate speech enforcement. He also fired, laid off, or lost the majority of its workforce. Engineers who keep the site running, moderators who keep it from being overrun with hate, executives in charge of making rules and enforcing them. Meanwhile, there's been an exodus of users and advertisers as they both sense the site has become, at best, toxic. Meta, this summer, launched something called Threads, which seems to be a more responsible social media site, but it lacks some of the features once associated with Twitter, like a stable website that you can get to on desktops and laptops. Although one is in beta testing, so we are told. So how unreliable is X? Well, this past Thursday, for instance, a new report from the nonprofit Media Matters found that numerous blue-checked X accounts with tens of thousands of followers claimed that the mass shooting in Maine was a false flag planned by the government. Researchers also found such accounts spreading misinformation and propaganda about the Israel-Hamas war. So much so, the European Commission made a formal, legally binding request for information for X to turn over its handling of hate speech. How are you doing this? How are you handling misinformation and violent terrorist content related to the war? Yes, two words, dumpster fire. Stocks closed lower on Wall Street, pulling the S&P 500 down 10% from the peak that it reached back in July. That puts the benchmark index into what's called correction. The declines came amid the latest batch of earnings from big technology and energy companies and some mixed readings on the economy. Those numbers from today, those are coming at you in just a bit. Abercrombie & Fitch was hit with a lawsuit on Friday. The AP is reporting that a former model for Abercrombie & Fitch sued the fashion retailer, alleging that it allowed its former CEO, Mike Jeffries, to run a sex trafficking organization during his 22-year tenure. Jeffries, who left Abercrombie back in 2014, converted the chain from a struggling retailer of hunting apparel to a seller of must-have teen clothing. But he faced criticism for the company's sexualized marketing, including billboards and beefy models that alienated potential customers who didn't fit into that image. The lawsuit comes after a BBC report earlier this month raised similar allegations against Jeffries and his partner Matthew Smith. The suit, filed by David Bradbury, alleges Jeffries had modeling scouts scouring the internet and elsewhere to identify attractive young men seeking to be the next face of Abercrombie. According to the filing, often these prospective models became sex trafficking victims sent to New York and abroad and abused by Jeffries and other men, all under the guise that they were being recruited to become the next Abercrombie model. The lawsuit names Jeffries, Smith, and the Jeffries Family Office, LLC. It seeks class action status and estimates that over 100 young models, in addition to Bradbury, were victims. Abercrombie & Fitch did not comment. However, earlier this month, the company did say it has zero tolerance for abuse, harassment, or discrimination of any kind. Well, here's a head-scratcher for you. Given the blistering reports of increased jobs created, you would think it might be easy to get a job in the United States. But hold on. Bloomberg is reporting that from career fairs to social media posts, the claim of having applied to hundreds of roles is coming to represent growing frustration with today's job market. While the U.S. Labor Department data continues to show a preponderance of openings, it's really gotten tougher for many applicants to land a new gig. So what's behind all of this? Well, for one, there's automation. New features on job sites allow hopefuls to apply more easily than ever, sometimes with the click of a single button. And there's more of a chance of rejection than ever before, because why? Well, no human ever sees that application. Case in point, Chris Spector is a 35-year-old from outside Trenton, New Jersey, who says he applied to over 500 jobs after losing his mortgage servicing management role in a round of layoffs back in March. His goal was to put in pretty close to 75 to 100 applications a week. Spector says he used coding to help customize his resume and cover letters, but still trudged through the seemingly endless employer portals himself. And even when applying to hundreds of jobs, employers failed to even reach out to him, a worthy applicant. It's like computers are talking to computers and people are nowhere in the mix. Some, as we've reported in the past, have had luck when they hire a recruiter for their job search, and that just might be the answer for some. It was a devastating week for Wall Street as the Dow sank yet again on Friday, crashing down by a whopping 366 points to settle at 32,417. The Nasdaq bucked the trend and added 47 points to close at 12,643, and the S&P 500 finished the day and week down by 19 points to close at 41,17. Market participants are nearing the end of a busy earnings week, during which nearly one-third of the companies in the S&P 500 posted third-quarter results. And as of Friday, the reporting season had essentially reached the halfway point, with 245 of the companies in the S&P 500 having reported. Of those, 78% have delivered consensus-beating earnings. West Texas Intermediate crude gained $1.87 to close at $85.08 a barrel, and the 10-year T-bill was down fractionally at 4.835%. And finally, there is this, and this is about the growing issue of food insecurity in the United States. According to a new USDA report, food insecurity in America is growing at an alarming rate. Nearly 13% of U.S. households had trouble paying for food last year, compared with 10% a year earlier. Other groups faced a more dire challenge, with more than 22% of Black households reporting food insecurity. The issue affected more than 33% of single mother-led households. The expiration of pandemic aid, such as the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program and direct stimulus payments, have also made it more difficult for families to put food on the table. And get this, last year, the American College of Physicians said food insecurity was a public health threat in the United States. And that is a timely segue into our interview with Heidi Kuhn, the 2023 World Food Prize laureate and founder of Roots of Peace. From clearing land of mines to planting crops in reclaimed fields to saving the lives of thousands. It is quite the story, and you gotta click through to hear. Thanks for listening.